Well, last Thursday night, really interesting candidate forum. Lots and lots of candidate forums, of course, being held around the Northland, not the least of which, actually, is the Proctor City Council Candidates Forum, and that's going on this afternoon at 4:30. But this one had a slightly different format. Joel Kilgore is with the Loaves and Fishes community. He joins us to tell us a little bit more about the Local Solutions to Poverty Candidate Forum. Hey, Joel, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So how was the format a little different than the candidate forum format we're used to?
So Chum and Loaves and Fishes started this forum 4 years ago, and one of the reasons why we wanted to hold this forum is because we don't think the voices of people in poverty are heard in halls of power very often. We found that when we were out doing advocacy work, even on a very local level, that a lot of our decision makers who are making critical choices that affect the lives of people who are poor, they don't hear those stories very often of the people who are actually living it. So the candidate forum is reverse of what most forums are, where candidates do most of the speaking. In this case, we have people in our community, a panel of people who have experienced poverty, telling their stories to the candidates. The speakers each get 5 minutes to share their story, and then after really pointed question of the candidates, a policy question, something that would improve their lives. And then the candidates get about a minute to respond each. So in this case, regular folks are doing most of the talking.
One of the things that is interesting is that after they finished their stories, they did ask a very specific question, and each question had a very specific ask in it for an action. The questions were decided. You held a series of listening sessions around the community, and you identified these questions. I think, if I'm remembering right, there were 5 or 6 of them. Can you tell folks what they were?
Yeah, sure. There were 6 questions, and that's right. We did a we wanted to incorporate. Although we only have 6 community voices represented at the actual forum, we wanted to make sure that the voices of many people experiencing poverty were represented at the event. So we did have listening sessions in 4 different neighborhoods around the community in advance, and we came up with the 6 issues that, you know, there's a lot of issues affecting people living in poverty, but these were the 6 that kind of rose to the surface as common themes. The first question was around housing. We know that Duluth is in a housing crisis and has been for a long time. We asked the candidates to commit to supporting the statewide Housing for All agenda, which should increase the amount of funding statewide for housing, but also to help find a dedicated source of funding for Duluth specifically to have a affordable housing trust fund. Duluth has lost about $3 million in federal housing aid in the last 20 years, adjusted for inflation, just due to cuts to federal programs. So we need to replace that somehow. So that was our first ask. We did ask for the state candidates to increase the amount of money going to MFIP. That's the cash assistance for families living in poverty. That rate hasn't changed in 30 years, and it's impossible, really, for families to survive off of that, to pay rent, to make ends meet. We asked them to increase that amount by $100, which is frankly not very much and doesn't even account for inflation over those 30 years. But it would be a start and would help a lot of families. And then we asked them to reform the dental care system. Right now, people in Duluth who are, this is a problem statewide. If you're receiving any kind of state medical insurance, there is not a single dentist in Duluth who will take you as a new patient. Medical assistance provides you a list of 13 providers, dentists who allegedly are going to take your insurance. But when we called all of those dentists, every single one of them told us no, they aren't accepting new patients. So there needs to be some very serious adjustments to that program to guarantee access, dental access to all people. Because right now, Minnesota does a great job with healthcare, but if you're poor, And again, that's just through kind of out of luck.
Joel, there were questions in addition about improving handicapped access for folks to public transportation. There were questions that had to do with helping felons find places to live once you're perhaps released from prison. If you have a felony on your record, it's almost impossible to find a place to live. It circles back to housing so often. Not surprisingly, the candidates all said yes, that this is something that they would support. You know, pretty much everybody across the board said yes to everything that they were asked. But what happens next in terms of accountability?
Right. So we asked the final question that we had of the candidates is if they are elected, we asked them to come back for another forum in 6 months to face the same group of people and give us a report back on the progress that they've made on advancing these six issues that we presented with them. And some of the six issues, we gave them timelines. And the one issue you didn't mention is GRH reform. The board and lodge system is set up to help people with disabilities who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, and we asked for a public hearing on that. We don't think that the system is accountable to people living there, and we asked the people running for county board to hold that hearing within 120 days. So we'd like to hear back from them in 6 months that they've accomplished that public hearing. We realize that some of the changes that we're asking for are going to take longer than 6 months or even a year, but we are demanding progress.
We hope to take a more in-depth look at some of these issues and some of the stories that people shared here on Northland Morning. Joel, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you as always.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Joel Kilgore, our guest this morning on Northland Morning, talking about last week's Local Solutions to Poverty candidate forum.